eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Dishwalla on a Friday, 5:23. It is Al and Jerry till 6 o'clock. We got Boomer and Geo. Then it's a football Friday. Not really. I mean, sort of, because the baseball teams didn't play last night. But you got Mets-Phillies tonight, which should be fun at Citi Field. Kyle Schwarber got hurt yesterday, so I don't know if he's playing. Max Scherzer on the mound. And the Yankees are in Boston, so a big weekend.
This is a shutout coming tonight for Max Scherzer and the Mets.
Might be.
100%.
Might be.
100%. 100%.
Not 99%. 100%.
100%.
Now, a shutout for Scherzer or for the Mets totally?
For Scherzer.
So if he goes six shutout innings, you win.
I win.
That's fair.
I don't know what's going to go on after Scherzer. Could be chaos.
Well, I mean, Boomer said the Mets have their Mariano Rivera, so it'll be locked down, no problem.
By the way, everybody's using those Edwin Diaz
yes.
horns now for everything.
I saw the FAN video of Joe's return yesterday.
Yeah, Joe Beningo was here yesterday, filled in for Craig, I guess?
Yes.
So it was Joe and Evan in the afternoon?
Yes, it was.
And, yeah, they we did a digital video of the horns as Joe Beningo walked in. I guess Maggie Gray did something with the horns on her social media.
Right.
I see people on the internet they're using the horns as their entrance song to their weddings. You know how, like, the wedding party comes
in? For sure, yeah.
So let me guess, Al, you now hate the horns.
No, I like the horns. But the other thing's been done now. Let's not overdo it with everything with the horns. You know what I mean?
Oh, we're overdoing it.
Oh, but it will be.
Yeah.
And then you'll hate it.
Yeah, I still like the premise itself, the horns. I just dislike everybody else doing things with the horns. That's all.
Right.
That's fair. But that's going to continue, whether like it or not.
Yeah. I didn't know how Evan put this out, although I don't think Evan did it himself. If he did, I'd be impressed. So they had the horns and Joe coming in. Then they cut to Mr. and Mrs. Met
yes,
playing
the
fake horns. There's no way Evan knows how to do that.
No, Gallo or Izzo did that.
Yeah, but it said it came from Evan Roberts.
Well, maybe he was the one that tweeted it out first. Or maybe because you stopped following the fan, maybe Evan just retweeted it or took it and
that could be.
Put it out himself.
Yeah, that could be. So I saw that.
You're like Kyler Murray. You scrubbed all the fan people from your account.
I had to scrub. I had to scrub. Everyone was annoying me. And I needed to save my soul, Jerry.
I understand.
My social media soul.
I got you.
The other thing that happened, so yesterday, last night was the Field of Dreams game.
Yes.
In Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
If they build it, they will cover something.
Which, by the way, I had no interest in.
No interest?
I did. I mean,
did
I turned
it on.
I put it on for a couple minutes after I was watching that documentary before I went to bed. I don't know. I mean, the Harry Caray thing was neat. Creepy, but neat.
Why was it creepy? Because that was the thing. So they put up a hologram Harry Caray singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
It looks so real on TV.
And the internet.
That's why I guess it's creepy.
The internet either thought it was really cool or really creepy.
I'm with the internet. Like, I think I thought it was really cool and really creepy at the same time.
I thought it looked really cool.
It did look cool, it's creepy. He's dead.
I was expecting when they go hologram Harry Caray, I thought it was going to be look like the Tupac hologram
No, or, this looked like he was really there.
Yeah, this looked like he was there.
Yeah, 100%.
It didn't look hologramish at all. It looked like there's Harry Carey.
Like I said, there's half of me that loved it and half of me that was like, ugh. Was creeped out by it.
I want that for let's get a bunch of people who passed away in sports that we love, and let's get their.
How good is the technology for that?
It seemed pretty good.
Could you? And I don't know the answer to this. And could you have holograms of Babe Ruth?
I don't know.
Swinging and running around with that sped up film.
Are you suggesting the Mets sign Babe Ruth, hologram Babe Ruth, no, in order to make this run?
No, I'm wondering, is the technology good enough that they can take an image and make it? Because clearly that was a video of Harry Carey where they were able to make it a hologram. I mean, they had a shot on TV from behind,
yes,
where you saw the back of him.
And he put the mic out to the crowd.
Yeah.
The hologram Harry Carey.
I don't know. It's really cool and really bizarre.
I did see somebody on Twitter, or maybe multiple people wrote this, that with how hot it was in Iowa, that Harry Carey should have been shirtless, because he'd have been shirtless drinking a Budweiser.
I suppose.
In actual warm Iowa.
I don't think he
like
would have been shirtless.
Take me out to
did
the
Did you
bar.
Ever see, what's his name, do that on Saturday Night Live with Harry Carey?
Yes, so Will Ferrell.
Yes.
The moon's made of cheese.
So crazy.
Yeah, I do like that. But I was into the hologram Harry Carey.
Again, part of me thought it was awesome. Part of me thought it was a little weird. So I don't know. Like, if you're the Mets, do you want to see a hologram of Ralph Kiner in the booth?
Yes.
Do you, though? I don't know.
How about hologram Kiner's Corner, where he just talks to another hologram?
Or you could just rerun Kiner's Corner.
Hologram Kiner's Corner talks to hologram Tom Seaver.
No, and that's not.
I'd be interested.
No. Just rerun a Kiner's Corner from 1972.
We could do that, I suppose. Yeah. But then he can't be asking about the team today. You know what I mean?
Like, how are you going to get remarks about that?
I don't know. Have someone do impressions? Oh, I don't know how that works.
Now, what you could have is Kiner's Corner with a hologram of Ralph Kiner asking Pete Alonso questions.
Yes.
Where they're very generic questions about the team.
Perfect, Jerry.
You
we
could
have
do that.
Hologram Kiner's Corner, where we just take the questions he asked Dave Kingman and have him ask Pete Alonso about hitting home runs.
I suppose.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So you think you can, with the technology that's out there, do you think you can replicate someone's voice?
Yes.
So then when someone like Howard Stern passes, theoretically you could continue the show
With hologram.
With a hologram Stern and someone replicating his voice.
Yeah.
We live forever.
You know, with Joe B coming back and doing a spot every Monday on Tiki and Tierney, we could have hologram Don Imus.
You could do that, too.
Here.
That's true.
On Morning with Boomer and Geo calling.
Anybody that's past could do that.
Holograms, Jerry.
Holograms.
I was just impressed at how good the holograms look.
It looked very real.
The last time I saw a hologram thing, and we always talked about, like, holograms on tour, because they were doing, like, a Tupac hologram
right.
at one of the award shows. Then there's hologram Dio for Ronnie James Dio that tours currently. It played Asbury Park last year.
Well, I was going to say, if Paul McCartney's smart, him and Ringo should get together, hologram John and George in.
Yes.
Because he already does on concert. He does that one song with John with the big screen.
Yes.
So hologram them in and let's have one final Beatles tour.
Oh, hologram Beatles with the real Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr.
Yeah. That would be neat.
So
creepy, but neat.
And hologram Ronnie James Dio did not look as crystal clear and really great as hologram.
But that was in person.
Harry Carey.
How do you? So we saw it on TV. I wonder how clear it looked if you were there. Now I saw Burkhart and A-Rod and David Ortiz yucking it up and pointing. So it must have looked like we saw it too. I don't know.
Unless they told them, "Hey,
play it
up. TV's going to be seeing this. You're not going to see it, but act like you see it up there."
I don't know. So you're thinking that it's possible if you were at the event, the hologram didn't look. That's what I'm asking. If it looked as good and
right.
as sharp as it did on HD television.
What about this, Jerry? We work from home from here on out, hologram Alan Jerry in studio here.
I'm in. That means I could save $950 a month commuting.
Yeah.
I'm in.
And it's just a real cool hologram of you.
Friend of mine is no longer in New York City. Their company actually did not renew the lease because of the pandemic. And so they're now leasing in, not Carteret, Woodbridge. But they're only responsible to go in, and it's a much smaller space. So they only go in 2 days a week so that they can accommodate everybody. He is, as he said, he is saving now from his trip into New York City from pre-pandemic. He's saving $850 a month. He goes, it's like I got a $13,000 raise.
Nice.
That's cool.
That is cool.
So holograms for us, and we give ourselves raises.
Why don't we also, like, you know how I get annoyed putting on a baseball game and there's not enough people there?
Yeah.
Hologram
people?
Yeah.
They should have done that during the pandemic instead of the cardboard cutouts.
Yes, we've come so far now with the holograms.
Well, maybe we'll be ready if it ever happens again. Hopefully it never does, but if it does, maybe we could do that.
And then I could hologram myself at these games, and I'd be like, Al does go to games.
Yeah, but it won't really be you at the game.
I know, but people won't know that. I'll just tell people here. I'll be like, Jerry, I'm heading out to the game after this. You'll probably see me on TV. I'm right behind home plate. And then my hologram would just be waving.
How about the hologram in the 27 Yankees next year?
Yes.
That would be cool. That's what I was wondering about Babe Ruth and, you know, you could do Jackie Robinson could be hologrammed. I don't know who's – well, they're not doing it next year. I think they're going to bring it back in 24, I believe.
Oh, the Iowa game?
I think I saw they want to do renovations already. Like, you just started this. Like, good Lord. So, yeah, so in 24, let's hologram in, like, famous teams from the past. Did you like the Ken Griffey Sr. catch?
I suppose.
I thought it was
they're both heavy now.
Well, I mean, Ken Griffey Sr.'s got to be in his
70s,
right?
But why is Ken Griffey Jr. kind of heavy?
Because he doesn't have to be an athlete anymore, and he can enjoy his food.
I guess.
And not work out.
Yeah, that's true.
And he's
true.
Still being paid by the Reds, oh, by the way.
Right.
Everybody
right.
talks about Bobby Bonilla. I believe he's like the fifth highest paid player on the Reds right now.
Yeah. And there's a handful of players still getting paid from years ago.
But if I'm the Reds, I tell him, listen, we just traded everybody at the deadline. Put a uniform on.
Yeah, let's go.
Probably better than what we have.
Let's get that sweet swing out here.
You're DHing.
Yeah, you're DHing. You can put your ball cap on backwards, but you're swinging.
Do you think if they brought Ken Griffey Jr. back as a DH, even for like a week, he's on a 10-day contract like the NBA. Do you think there's an uptick in ticket sales in Cincinnati?
Yes.
I agree. I'm with you.
People would definitely go.
I completely agree. I might even give him a raise for that week.
If you told me there was a hologram, Ken Griffey Jr.
Well, he can't hit the ball. The ball's going to go right through the bat. It's not going to work. You can throw right at his head. Right through.
Oh, they're throwing that hologram, Ken Griffey Jr.
Oh, man. 5:35. It's Friday. That's always a good thing for everybody. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We got Boomer and Geo at 6. It's Friday. It's the Fan. Hello.